You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's Worms from the fantastic new Beatwix project, Cryathlon. Is Beatwix with Worms from the fantastic new album Cryathlon. And on the line, we've got Beatwix themselves. We have Lucy. Kia ora, Lucy. How are you this morning?
I'm good. A bit tired, but good.
How's the Cryathlon been going? You've been winging it up the country and you're bringing it our way this weekend on the 29th. What's the show's been like so far?
It's been really fun. Yeah, I've enjoyed it a lot. I started off in Te Papa Ioia, and it was a small but good crowd, and it was cool to go back to O Te Poti as well, where I'm from.
Because you're currently based in Te Whanganui Ātara, and we've talked when we were chatting about earlier singles from this project, a little bit about, you know, you've been playing in Riot Gull over the last couple of years. That band's on a bit of a hiatus while folks are overseas, and this has been a solo sort of endeavour to try out some new writing styles, and the old Nintendo DS synthesizer has made a strong appearance across this record. Now that the whole thing's out, how do you sort of see the shape of it? What's the through line or the thing that connects it all in your mind?
Well, I mean, I guess one of them is that they're all made with the DS, is the main connecting thing. And then another thing is, I guess they were just all songs to just, I've been spending a lot of time in therapy and stuff, I guess, the past year, and doing a lot of self-reflection. And these songs, I guess, are just different aspects of my personality that I looked into and kind of wrote songs about. And some of them are a bit silly and fun because, like, I don't know, I was really into birds at one point, and then I got really into bugs, and I just thought that they were kind of fun and I wanted to write songs about them. And then some of the songs on the album are a bit more serious and like somber. So yeah, I guess it's just a bunch of reflections on different things. Yeah.
I think that's really cool. I think that's really nice as well, to be able to reflect on those different parts of yourself through a music project and give space to both, you know, some of the stuff that maybe feels a bit yuck to work through and turn it into a song, and then some of the stuff like Worms with Five Hearts, you know? It's a great, it's a great, like, great fact that I did not know as well. So thank you for good worm fact of the morning. When you're playing,
I wanted more people to know.
Well, exactly. It's important. Important PSA. When you're playing the songs from Cryathlon, what does your setup look like, Lucy? How do you kind of translate it into a live space?
Well, for a while, I just played everything like... So I have a little synth as well that is the DS. So I have the DS, which plays like the drums, and then it has two synths on it, and that makes up the bulk of the song. And then I have like a different synth, which I kind of use to add some extra things. And then I have a vocal, my vocals going through a pedal where I add effects and like have some basic harmonies because it has a pitch shifter on it. But like as I was recording, there were some things like I added extra synths and some extra vocals or vocals that I can't really replicate on the pedal because they're a bit more complex. And so now I've started integrating the laptop and having some like pre-recorded stuff that's what I mixed, and then also playing some newer songs that I haven't mixed yet on the DS, or just some songs that I didn't actually end up adding much to. I played directly from the DS.
That's really interesting. I feel like that's a really fascinating kind of process to build a song around that scaffold as well. And when you're playing live, what... Is it something that you, I mean, it feels like an obvious question maybe, but is it something that you enjoy? Are you someone who prefers the live setting to the recorded process, or do you have any kind of strong feelings about that?
I feel like it used to be like maybe I enjoyed performing more, but I think since having mixed something myself, I'm actually like, what? I mean, since I've been performing more the past few weeks, because I was sick for a while, for like a month, and I wasn't able to do gigs at all. And for that time, I was kind of like, I think I was also just getting a bit sick of playing the same songs over and over.
Yeah.
And at that point, I was like, I actually am enjoying more just recording and going like really deep into these. But now that I'm performing again, I'm like, no, I do also really enjoy performing in different aspects of that. So, yeah, like it's... I really enjoy both, and I guess like when I enjoy one more than the other kind of depends on what else is happening.
That's a really nice thing, I think, to find sort of different things in those two spaces that speak to you as a music maker. Now that you've got Cryathlon as a recorded project out of your system, and you're underway with the Beatwix Cryathlon across the country, have you started thinking about what's next or what sounds might be next for you under that name?
Yeah, I have. I actually like I was thinking about this before I'd even released Cryathlon. I was like already like before I'd even finished it, I was like already had a few songs, and I was like, no, I need to stop and I need to focus and finish this one first. But yeah, there has been like there's another thing that's been in the works like actually since Cryathlon too.
Nice. So,
and now I'm focusing on that a bit more and coming up with some newer stuff too. And it's interesting because like it's a bit, I feel like it's a bit darker and noisier.
Cool.
And I just thought it was interesting that like, well, because obviously Riot Girl was a bit noisier, and I would have thought that I would have gone into the noisier stuff first, but almost I kind of had to have a like poppier approach first with the synth, I guess, because that's like what it's usually used for. And now that I think I've got better at using the synth and I understand how it works more, now I'm like getting more into the noisier side of it, and I'm excited about that.
that sounds really fun, and I'm excited to hear what comes from that project too. In the meantime, though, we've got a fantastic record to get stuck into, the Beatwix Cryathlon, which will be coming to Wine Cellar this Saturday night. I like the way you've said it's sponsored by Paradox Princess and Lesbian Death Sluts from Hell, who I presume will be playing with you, is that right?
Yes, they will be.
Did you do the Wheatbix Triathlon as a kid?
No, I didn't. I was terrible at all sports.
Neither did I. I hated cross country very specifically as well. So this is good. This is the cryathlon for all of us big sooks who did not want to do running around the field. Fantastic.
Exactly.
Well, have a great show, Lucy. If people want to come along, you can grab tickets to the Beatwix Cryathlon from Under the Radar, and that will be a really great show. Doors are at 8:30, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
Great stuff. Congrats again on a great EP. People can grab it from Bandcamp and all the other places, so get it in your life. And you've got tapes, is that right?
Yes, I do have tapes now, and they'll be for sale at the gig.
Fab. Well, have a fantastic show, Lucy, and we'll see you really soon.
Thank you. Yeah, you too.
No.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.